A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter said, I had a vision, something resembling a large sheet coming down, lowered from the sky by its four corners, and it came to me. Looking intently into it, I observed and saw the four-legged animals of the earth, the wild beasts, the reptiles, and the birds of the sky. I also heard a voice say to me, Get up, Peter, slaughter and eat. But I said, Certainly not, sir, because nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth. But a second time a voice from heaven answered, What God has made clean, you are not to call profane. This happened three times, and then everything was drawn up again into the sky. Just then, three men appeared at the house where we were, who had been sent to me from Caesarea. The Spirit told me to accompany them without discriminating. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He related to us how he had seen the angel standing in his house, saying, Send someone to Joppa and summon Simon, who is called Peter, who will speak words to you, by which you and all your household will be saved. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. If then God gave them the same gift he gave to us when we came to believe in the Lord Jesus, who was I to be able to hinder God? When they heard this, they stopped objecting and glorified God, saying, God has then granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles, too. The Word of the Lord. And a reading from the Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verses 14 to 18. And Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. The Gospel of the Lord. What a picture Jesus paints for us in today's gospel. Most of us are not shepherds and might find it difficult to appreciate fully the devoted love a good shepherd would have for his sheep. I suppose those of us who have had a pet we dearly loved would understand this to a greater degree. But to lay down one's life for one's sheep, isn't that a bit much? And yet, I am reminded over and again that Jesus, who is God, who is almighty, who is eternal and powerful, actually did die for me. He gave his life to prove his love for me. And Jesus keeps trying to convince us of his love for us, and he yearns for a loving response from us. He compares the loving relationship he desires to have with us to the relationship he has with his Father. This good shepherd wants this intimate bond with his sheep, and he wants everyone to belong to this one fold, where each one knows the shepherd's love and responds with love. Jesus excludes no one from this invitation. Peter probably was present when Jesus said that he had other sheep who were not of this fold, and that he wanted them to belong, where they would hear his voice and know him intimately. I wonder if Peter thought about these words of Jesus when he awoke from his dream, which prepared him for the visitors from Caesarea. Because of his vision, he went with them without hesitation, and then he experienced the Holy Spirit falling upon these Gentiles, just as he had experienced the coming of the Spirit on Pentecost. and Peter is determined not to hinder the work of God. He carried out God's will and then worked to convince the other disciples that the Gentiles were indeed also welcomed into this fold for whom the Good Shepherd laid down his life. Peter had to grow in his thinking. He had to be open to new ideas. He had to be stretched to the point where he could believe that Jesus and his Father desired intimacy, not only with the people considered the chosen ones, but with every person who has received the gift of life and is made in the image and likeness of God. This passage from John offers many lessons and applications for us, but the one point I would like to make is that we too must be open and we must grow in our thinking. We know that God is mystery, and although we continue to grow in our love and appreciation of God, we know we will never know God fully. But we also realize that God is continually revealing God's self to us in nature, in the events of our lives, in and through prayer, and through the goodness of others. God's Holy Spirit has fallen upon us, not in such a dramatic way as the first Pentecost or the descent on the Gentile converts, but the Holy Spirit does live in us and is always present to us, inviting us to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and to speak his word to others, welcoming everyone we meet to know the Christ in us and believing that God desires the love of each person, none excluded. Jesus, Good Shepherd, you laid down your life so that I could have eternal life, and it is your desire that all people be saved. Please make me an instrument of your love and help me to draw others to hear your voice in me, that we may all belong to this one fold. Amen.